country. You see, we wasn't bothered much with brush and stuff here, mm-hmm. but now you get farther east where the blackjacks and the, mm-hmm. and the oak, the old oak, they had to clear their land, had to mm-hmm. cut all that stuff off. But out here, we used to just take a field like that right over there, and it was just a native grass. Mm-hmm. Just take our sod plows. Of course, you know a sod plow is different than a regular plow.
Tree rods.
Yeah, and just turn that sod over about that thick, mm-hmm. and then take a disc or whatever we had and cut it all to pieces and get it started. But we have had to clear the river bottom land. About now, a few years ago, I had a farm over there. In fact, I bought one, and it had 4 or 5 acres. Next to the river, it never had been cleared out.
Oh.
Just big trees and timber all through mm-hmm. it. I've seen the timber so thick there you could hardly see through it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we'd hire 4 or 5 men, get them back there in the good old days when wages wasn't so high, get it for about $2 a day. We'd take cross-cut saws and those saw horses you talked about. And, mm-hmm. and then we had power saws, mm-hmm. log saws. We'd go in and work all winter, you know, maybe clear up 4 or 5 acres, take them big trees and all the little timber off. Mm-hmm. Then we had our stumps left. Well, in this day and time, they've got stump pullers. They wouldn't fool them. We'd have to let those stumps sit there mm-hmm. and form around among them. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years, it all decay and rot out. Mm-hmm. And then we had it fixed. Mm-hmm. But we have farmed among stumps many and many a time in that river bottom. You know, the stump would cut them off about that high?
Yeah.
Just cut the tree and leave about that much stump. Mm-hmm. Well, now the theory was to leave the stump, that's where you could see them. Mm-hmm. If you cut them down under the ground and cover that stump up, mm-hmm. you'd hit your horses to your plow and start over that, and your plow would hang in that stump and you'd tear your plow up mm-hmm. or your double trees. Mm-hmm. But if you could see them, you could drive around them. Mm-hmm. Well, any of those cottonwood red elm stumps I talked to you about, now the oak was much more durable. They would last longer. It'd take 5 or 6 years for them to rot. Mm-hmm. But these oaks are cottonwood, and I mean elm or cottonwood, mm-hmm. about 3 years.
Yeah.
They'd rot and just fall apart. And then you just clear, you're through it.
Now, you mentioned running a plow. What do you call that part that the plow cuts out?
That's the furrow.
That's the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you disced it?
Yeah.
Now, a disc, what's that?
A disc is the round disc that they just roll over and over. They revolve. They're sharp, you see. Mm-hmm. And they cut that sod. Mm-hmm. They just cut right through it. And in cutting it, they'll push it over 4 or 5 inches. Mm-hmm. Just cut it and push it right over. Mm-hmm. And then you can turn right around and recut it, redisc it, and that works it up finer. You can finally cut that sod all to pieces with those discs. Mm-hmm. Now then, they do it with tractors and what they call one-ways.
One-way.
They call them one-way. They don't call them disc anymore. They're one-ways.
Oh.
In other words, they just throw the dirt one way.
Uh-huh.
Well, our disc did the same thing, mm-hmm. only our disc was small and we had horses hitched to them. Mm-hmm. Now then, they have them 2 foot in diameter. Mm-hmm. And
they cut pretty deep, don't they?
Yeah, they'll cut deep and they'll take 10, 12 feet swath. Well, we used to take 3 feet or 4.
Yeah.
They put a big tractor on them and mm-hmm. you see all this land now, most of it is, especially in dry weather, is one way. Mm-hmm.
And cut 3 times as much and do it 5 times as
oh,
fast.
Oh, yeah. And that way they conserve the moisture. Mm-hmm. Now you see the ground's wet right now. Mm-hmm. We've had so much rain and all the wheat's gone. Mm-hmm. Every farmer here now, this wheat's thrashed and gone. But he's got his one way going. All right, he's mulching that ground about like that. Mm-hmm. About that deep or deeper. Mm-hmm. Well, that mulch holds that moisture he's got. Then a little later on, he gets out with his moldboard plow.
Mm-hmm.
That goes down deeper, he throws it right over, and then he's got it ready to sow. Mm-hmm. And by September, he sows it back in wheat.
Mm-hmm.
But he's conserved his summer moisture by running that one way over it mm-hmm. and getting rid of this vegetation. Mm-hmm. You see, the one way will kill all the weeds and grass.